Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. On today's In Focus, we'll learn about the Ottawa Valley Search and Rescue Dog Association from team manager Kim Cooper. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Nice of you to join us today, and coming all the way from Ottawa, thank you, on your day off, and you have brought a special guest in with you today, Kim. Do you want to tell us about her?
Sure. I brought my partner with me. My partner is, needless to say, a dog named Recky. She's a six-year-old Dutch Shepherd, and she's currently certified as a human remains detection dog.
Okay, and she's being very well behaved, lying on the floor here in the studio or right beside you. She's a beautiful dog as well.
Thank you. She does have her moments.
Now, how many people would know that there is such an organization in the Ottawa Valley?
I think really the only people who know about us are people who are actually looking to find us because they have an interest in the field. The people who, of course, call us out on searches, they know we're here, but otherwise we don't really promote ourselves.
How long has the operation been in business?
Well, since 1991.
Wow, okay. So what kind of searches do you do then?
Well, we have, I'd say, two major profiles and a new one that's just creeping in the last year or two. The first major profile would be looking for live people or live find dogs. So our dogs are trained to track people who are missing, if they can follow the footprints. If it's been a couple of days too long and the footprints aren't available anymore, then they switch into what we call air scent mode or area search, where they run around like hunting dogs, just questing for the odor on the wind. And incorporated in that profile is also the ability to pick up on articles that have been touched by humans, because those are often clues that will help us figure out where our missing person is.
Okay. And do they do any water work as well?
So that would be our second profile, which is the human remains detection dogs. Of course, if we're looking for somebody in the water, they're deceased. And our odor changes when we pass. We smell different. We give off different volatile organic compounds, so we can specialize some dogs to search for just those volatile organic compounds. So our human remains detection dogs, HR dogs, are trained to look for people who might be just passed and lying in the woods under a tree, or for people who may have drowned and are under the water.
Okay, and how deep can a person's body be for the dog to detect it?
So the deepest find that our dogs have had was a few years ago. It was 218 feet down.
That's incredible.
It was. It was a bit of a shock to find out that they'd been successful at that depth.
That's incredible. So how do they do that? They're just swimming along with their head above water, and the scent rises above the water, and then they know it's down there somewhere or something?
The scent definitely comes up. Yeah. If you think we would give off gases as we're decomposing, and we give off oils, and both of those are going to rise to the surface. The dogs do not swim. We put them on a boat, mm-hmm. and they hang out at the front of the boat like a nice big hood ornament, just sniffing, and then we go back and forth, kind of like we're mowing our lawn in a grid pattern.
Okay.
When the dogs show us they have odor, there'll be natural changes in how they carry their bodies. And what we do through training is we teach them to point the direction in which they want the boat to go.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So they'll move and face directly in the direction they want to go, and we'll go with them. We might actually rotate the boat just a little too much to see if they'll shift and say, no, stupid, a little bit more to the right. And and so they'll take us right to the spot where the odor is strongest.
You know, that's incredible. Now, how does the dog let you know that they have actually found something?
So that's called the indication or the trained final response. And this is part of their training, is we decide what is the best signal for the particular profile and this particular dog to let us know they found something. So a lot of our dogs, what they will do if they find something is they'll return to the handler and they will bark or jump. Mm-hmm. Very much a Timmy's in the well kind of a move. And then they'll lead us back to wherever it is that they found something.
The training must be amazingly difficult and take a long time. What is that like? And for the dog, and also for the person that trains it, Who does this kind of thing?
Oh, I tell you, we're obsessed. We love it. That's why we do it. It's so much fun to do the training. And the dogs, it's just a big game for them every step of the way. So they're ecstatic.
So the dogs are having fun when they're working.
Absolutely. Their tails come out of the cars barking and screaming.
They're excited and enthusiastic.
They throw themselves into it. We have to actually be careful. They will work themselves into heat exhaustion if we're not paying attention, because they love to work so much.
No kidding. We should be like that.
We should be. I think we start like that.
A lot of us are like that. Anyway, what was the question I was asking you? Now I've lost my train of thought.
You were wondering about the
training aspect
yes.
of it.
Yeah.
And the trainers themselves. I mean, this must be quite grueling for the trainer. What's involved with that, and what kind of person wants to do this kind of thing?
There definitely has to be a fitness level involved, because the dogs can cover a lot of ground, and we are going to be the slower half of the team, but we don't want to be that much slower that we're just not being effective. So we're out crisscrossing the woods all the time, following tracks, which means I'm tied to my dog, and the dog is following the footprints, and I'm hanging on.
But so he's on a lead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. At that, they work loose and on leash, depending upon what the task is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there are times I have to be jogging behind my dog in order to do my job as the handler. I have to be there with the dog.
My goodness. Now, you also do, and this is something new for you, you were telling me earlier about the historical human remains detection as well.
Yes, it's quite the acronym, historical human remains detection dog.
Okay, which means a long time ago, right?
A long time ago. Okay. It's archaeological in nature.
Okay.
And so it's looking for human remains that date back many, many years. Most common concept here in Canada is going to be searching for unmarked graves. So looking for people who may have been buried 100 or 200 years ago, mm-hmm. There's a need to resolve where they are.
Mm-hmm. And it's in the news now that you're currently working at a site at the old Royal Victoria Hospital in Montreal. What can you tell us about that?
So I can't speak specifically to any particular search. That's part of the code of search and rescue, is that that's privileged information. But mm-hmm. in general terms, what I can tell you is that it did take specialized training to get our dogs to acquire some skill in this area. We're still acquiring skill in this area. And what we would do is we would travel the Ottawa Valley looking out for older graveyards. Looking for burials that were 100, 200 years old, and working the dogs respectfully in these older cemeteries and finding out what was possible and what the shortcomings were in the dogs as a tool. And there are shortcomings. First of all, when I train a dog to find my lost set of keys, in the beginning, I put the keys where I know exactly where they are.
Okay.
And I can train the dog to hone in on the source.
I see. Right.
For an HHRDD dog, his hides, his problems were set 150 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
I cannot set these problems. I have to work with what's there.
I see.
And I have to figure out what's going on based on the dog's body language and not my knowledge of the problem.
I see. Quite different then.
Very different. Very challenging. We've been very, very careful with this training.
Right. I wonder how that actually works, how you would train a dog to do an historical detection then.
But they all started as human remains dogs, qualified already.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we had the privilege of having five dogs to work with on these cemeteries.
Right.
So we would put one dog through the cemetery, and he might show a change of behavior and an interest in one area, mm-hmm. and we would just acknowledge it and walk away and not reward it. And then we'd bring in the second dog, and he'd show the same change of behavior in the same spot, and we'd go, oh, I think maybe we might be able to throw a ball for this dog. And then the third one in the same spot. So our confidence would grow as each dog moved in.
Is he chewing his ball right now?
She's chewing her ball. She's getting a little whiny here, but I guess that's a little noisy.
Gosh. What breeds of dogs are best suited to this type of work?
Dogs with a working genetic heritage. Shepherds, for sure, are really good at this sort of thing. Border collies, Labrador retrievers, Golden retrievers, Springer spaniels, all really, really well suited. And there are always dogs of other breeds, but maybe perhaps a little bit more. An individual might be good, as opposed to saying most members of the breed are good.
So how would they be selected? What are the characteristics that you're looking for in a dog then?
We want a medium-sized dog. Too big means they get tired. Too small means they get tired. So we want medium size. They have to be four-season dogs. So if they're bald, they're probably not a good breed to work in Canadian winters.
If they're bald?
If they don't have a whole lot of fur to keep them warm. They need to be able to stay warm.
Never seen a bald dog.
They need to be socially stable or outgoing. They must like people.
Okay.
You're looking for people. It'd be nice if you like them as well. Right. And, of course, healthy. We want to make sure that they're really healthy because we're going to invest maybe 2 years training them before we know if they're going to turn out or not. And it would be horrible to find out after a year that there was some orthopedic defect in the dog and you had to start all over again with a new one.
Now, we've talked about training. What about certification?
So we believe very strongly in certifying these dogs. We want somebody who has no particular interest in whether our dog passes or fails to tell us that our dogs are good enough for this job. So we go to outside agencies for certification. With the Live Find profile, it's the Ontario Provincial Police who certifies civilian search and rescue dogs in the province. With the cadaver profile, we go to an organization called the North American Police Work Dog Association for certification. And we go each and every year for the career of the dog. They have to recertify every year and show they've still got the skill set.
Is there anything that we haven't covered that you would like to say?
You've covered a lot, I think. We've gotten into a whole lot of stuff. It's a really, really fun field, but it's also all-encompassing. So a lot of people will hear an interview like this and go, wow, I really want to do that with my dog. And that's great. But you also need to understand that we spend 10 or more hours per week training. And this is addition to every member of our team has a full-time job doing something else. So this is another 10 hours.
So you're all volunteers then?
We are all volunteers. And a lot of our hobbies have fallen to the wayside because this has become a thing that takes up most of the spare time in your life. And if you love it, then you love it. It's not a problem. But it's not something to undertake casually.
Where would our listeners find more information about what you do?
Oh, we do have a website, www.ovsarda.on.ca. That's OVSARDA.
Standing for Ottawa Valley Search and Rescue Dog Association, right?
Correct, yes. And we also have a Facebook page where we'll put up information about interesting training sessions that we're doing.
Kim, it was a delight to have you come in today. Really was.
Thank
and
you.
And to meet Recky as well.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed this.
Thanks. I hope we see you again. Take care. Kim Cooper is with the Ottawa Valley Search and Rescue Dog Association, and she has brought in her buddy and her partner today, Recky. That's spelled R-E-C-C-I, right?
R-E-C-C-E.
R-E-C-C-E, sorry, Recky. And the military people know what that means.
All the military
people
know
it. It's short for what? Reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance,
right?
That's right.
Kim, thanks so much again.
My pleasure.
Have a great day. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.